One, two, three.
This is Hannah Lazar, and I'm on the phone with Ryan from Da Bears. Hey, Ryan.
Hey, how you doing?
But you're actually in Philadelphia right now, is that right?
Yes, that's true. I moved here almost about a month ago, and we're kind of doing the bi-coastal thing right now.
Oh, that's awesome. I read that on your website, yeah. That you're doing that.
So. Yeah.
And you also have on your website that a bunch of people come in and out of the band. So who are the band members that we can expect at every show, and what instruments do they play?
Okay. During the summer, pretty much the core members, we were in San Diego for that, and the core members were me and then EJ, who's always kind of been in the band, and he goes to school in Philadelphia, and that's why we're here now. But most importantly, the big change was that we got a drummer, because we've always had trouble finding drummers that are serious and are going to stick around. And EJ brought with him from Philadelphia over the summer his friend Curly. And he's just a great drummer, and we felt the connection immediately. And so we were all sad that they both were going back to school, so we decided that since he took the time to come out to San Diego for a little bit, that I was going to take a few months off and head out to Philadelphia to do the band out there.
So
the three of us are the consistent ones.
Okay. And so you guys do have West Coast shows then?
Yeah, we definitely played a lot during the summer. And then once Curly and EJ both left for school, before January when I moved out here, we kind of played as an acoustic three-piece as Jake, who's pretty much always been in the band, despite it being a total revolving door kind of thing, and Chelsea, who is a summer addition too.
And she is the female vocals, right?
Yeah, she. We never really. Like experimented with that before, and then but a lot of recordings we have a lot of harmonies and everything that we can't really do live, so it was a great addition to bring her on so that she could handle things like that.
Oh yeah, I love on your MySpace how you have that video that you do with the song Ever Since I Was Young.
Yeah.
And I love her vocals. That really makes that song for me.
Oh, yeah, it was great. One of our good friends, who was probably one of the first original Da Bears bands, he's really into film, and he kind of came up with the idea and everything and proposed it to us and said he really wanted to direct a video. And so it was tough, too, because one of the other San Diego members that I haven't mentioned yet, Garrett, he's a huge element of the band. He plays piano, but he goes to school in the L.A. area. So he can come down for shows every once in a while, but he's not always there, so... We found a time during Thanksgiving where everyone was going to be here. And everyone came over and we just kind of set up in the living room and kind of just made it up as we went along. It was fun.
Well, let's talk about that song. How did you guys come up with that song?
That was probably the most collaborative effort we've had at songwriting, because it was great too, because that was right when the summer lineup was getting going. And, I pretty much just proposed the chords to everyone, and then Garrett, who plays piano, just came up with the structure and how everything would go. And then everyone just kind of came in and added their own little parts. Jake, who usually plays guitar, decided to switch to bass on the song, and he came up with the bass line. And then Curly, this is our first time with him on drums, and he came up with the drum part, which was pretty much perfect for it. And we were just immediately like, oh, wow, this guy's really good. Mm-hmm. And then EJ came, and he came in with his little guitar part that... And that's the cool thing about EJ is that he can come up with these just little guitar parts that I would never come up with and everything. And so he added that to it. And then Chelsea came in, and we didn't really know what to do with it. And we all kind of were just brainstorming, and we were like, you know, why don't we just give a full verse to Chelsea? And it's like, I think it was just a great idea because we've never really done anything like that before.
Oh, yeah. It's so fun to listen to you guys. So next time you play here, I want to see you live because it looks like you guys can get pretty silly, too, wearing leotards and costumes.
Yeah, we like to make a big deal out of the shows. And it's about the music, too, but we want to put on a good show that people remember and have fun at.
Yeah, because the music is upbeat. I mean, some of the songs have a serious undertone, but it really has different sounds combined into one. And for me, it's kind of like a 50s surf band makes love with a punk band and gives birth to a cute little indie band.
Right, right. No, I like that description.
So, well, how would you describe your music?
I don't know. The influences are so varied, and I guess just diverse is the way to describe it, because, like you said, a lot of the songs have a more serious undertone, and I think a lot of the time too, the recordings and a live show are such two different elements of the band. But with the live show, you're going to get a lot more of our upbeat and faster songs, and just like trying to get people to dance and stuff. And then with the recording, we try and make something that'll not really stand the test of time, but just that something that you will listen to and you'll appreciate it more and more as you get used to it. Because the thing about it being diverse is that something will catch your ear, and then eventually as you listen more and more, the other stuff that you didn't like so much, hopefully you'll start to appreciate it.
Yeah, and because you guys are building upon your sound all the time, you have people coming in and out, and you really allow for that. That really comes through. You really reach a bigger audience that way, because I'm sure you're reaching young kids and then teenagers and people in their 20s, 30s, 40s, and even people in their 60s would love your music because it's got that beachy 50s surf thing going on. It's really fun. So since you guys have various people playing in the band at different times at your live shows, can fans expect to see a completely different show every time they see you live?
I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing, because a lot of the time when we're kind of switching members in and out, it's tough to kind of lock down and rehearse for the set when you don't know who's going to be there and everything. But, that's a cool thing, too. We, out here in Philly, we have our friend. It's hard to replace Garrett. His shoes are really big to fill on the piano, but we have someone who's kind of doing half keyboard and half trumpet, and so the trumpet thing is kind of a surprise for people who have seen us before and are like, oh, wow, the trumpet kind of came out of nowhere, you know?
That would be fun to see.
It's kind of the element of surprise when you come to our show.
I love seeing horns live. That's really fun.
Yeah, yeah.
So it gets, you know, even the wallflowers dancing. They're like, whoa, horns? Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Something about it, but... I have to ask you, when I hear your name, well, I first heard you guys on KEXP in Seattle. Did you guys send your CD to them?
No.
Because they found you.
Wow, that's cool. I remember when Garrett had a friend who went up to Seattle, and he said that he heard us up there, and I was just blown away. I was like, no way. There's no way they could have played us, because... we never sent a CD or anything, but he's like, yeah. And then he ended up playing the songs for him, and he's like, yeah, I'm pretty sure they played you guys. But that's cool.
So when I heard your name and I said it out loud, the first thing I thought was, duh, Bears from Chicago.
Yeah.
But then in your video, it shows, the California state flag. So where did the Bears mascot reference come from?
I don't know. That's a good question. We were actually talking to someone about this last night, and the name originally came from, it was just, I was in another band at the time, and I don't know how I thought of it, but it just kind of popped in my head, and I kind of put it in my pocket, like, wow, if I have another chance to name a band, that would be a good one to use, you know? I started to explore. I really liked the idea of the California Bear being our mascot, because I think our sound has a huge California vibe to it, and it's not so much obvious to me, it's kind of a subconscious influence, but especially when we talk to people on the East Coast, they're like, oh yeah, you guys sound so California, you know?
Oh yeah.
And the whole bear thing, we used to actually hang the flag up behind us at our shows. It's just something, you know, so that when people see the bear, they think, oh, the bear, the California band.
Oh, that's a good idea. You do that?
Yeah.
That's cute.
Yeah, we used to actually, our first pressing of buttons that we got at our first show, like a long time ago, has the California Bear on it, and says the Bears underneath it. And then, so we try and work that in to our logos whenever we can.
So you guys are coming out to California in the summertime?
Yeah, we this is kind of just a 6-month thing while everyone's at school, and then we're actually planning a U.S. tour for the summer where we'll definitely come back to California and just to kind of relax a little bit, and then we'll probably start out of San Diego, and then we're trying to do the whole U.S. tour, so I don't know how that's going to play out, but that's the plans for now. But yeah, we'll definitely be back in San Diego by the summertime.
Oh, good, good. Well, maybe we'll see you at Street Scene. Maybe if we get that going. So
that would be cool.
How did the Philadelphia local band contest work out for you guys?
I'm not really sure how it's unfolding. I guess what it is was the top 12 bands based on votes get put onto a compilation CD, and I'm pretty sure we're around 7 or 8 or so. So I think we'll be on that, which is pretty cool. And then from there, the judges pick 6 bands. So that's kind of something that's out of our control, but hopefully we catch a judge's ear and he'll pick us. And out of the 6 bands, they all play a show. It's sort of a battle of bands kind of thing. And I don't know how they decide the winner of that, but the winner of that will get the whole $2,000 and everything like that.
That would be fun to kick off your tour with $2,000, wouldn't it?
Yeah, exactly. That would go right into the van and everything. We're not really sure what we're going to do about that yet.
Yeah. Well, I talked to a lot of bands that they just, you know, make enough money to where it pays for their gas and food.
Exactly.
And sometimes they get to stay in a hotel.
We have no idea how we're going to go about it yet. Because, we were looking at, we wanted to buy like an old school bus or something off the eBay Motors. But, we're not sure. We might rent a trailer, or we might just like hunt down a bus or something like that. We're not sure.
It's all up in... Well, you guys have some time, so...
Yeah, exactly. Hopefully we'll get it all figured out by then.
Are you guys... Did I read this right? Are you guys heading your own record label?
Yes. That actually got serious a few months ago, but we've always kind of put Grizzly Records just as kind of a funny tongue-in-cheek thing because we were kind of producing our own stuff. We did all the recordings ourselves and burned CDs and everything. But, EJ kind of he's going to school out here for music industry major, and he actually did a great thing. He interned for Justin Pearson of 31G over the summer, and he got a lot of inspiration for starting up his own label, because that's what he always wanted to do. But you could tell he didn't know how to go about it and everything.
Mm-hmm.
But over the summer, he for the first time kind of proposed the idea of taking Grizzly Records as like a serious thing and re-releasing the album as the first release for it. And so that's what we've been working on out here when we're not actually playing. We've been just like kind of finalizing new artwork and stuff, because we only really printed 200 copies of the album the first time.
Oh, really?
And, yeah, and the art's not that great and everything. So hopefully on this re-release, we're going to have all new art, and it's going to be kind of like a fold-out thing. It's going to be pretty cool.
Oh, yeah.
We got all the songs to be mastered, too.
Yay. Album art.
Yeah, the whole label thing too. One of the guys who plays guitar for the band right now, one of the main members for When We're in Philadelphia, he does his own solo recordings, and he's going to be on one of the first splits that we do as Grizzly Records, and then eventually. So yeah, that's something to be excited for, because he writes really good stuff. And then we're actually going to be putting out, we're not sure before or after we do the album release, but we're working on a split right now with five new songs, and like the songs that we have on our site right now, that Ever Since I Was Young and Life in Hell, that's what those are going to be on.
Oh, that'll be fun. Yeah. We were just talking, some of the other pirates interviewed some people from a record show, like Vinyl Records, and they were talking about, you know, record stores and how the younger generation is kind of going to be possibly losing touch with buying a physical album, you know, because of the whole method of downloading music now. And that there's like they mentioned that there's a certain, you know, smell to a CD or a record when you open it out of the case and you start looking at it, and you can.
I'm way into buying CDs and everything. And a lot of people are into collecting vinyl, but I like really take a lot of pride in my CD collection. I totally know that feeling.
Yeah, because do you feel different when you purchase a CD physically versus downloading it from iTunes?
Yeah, it is a totally different thing, and that's too why we want to. People are like, you know, we could just burn it off our friend and stuff, but that's why we want to have a lot of cool artwork with it and, like, information. You know, it's a good feeling of, like, reading along to the lyrics and stuff when you're listening to the CD and stuff like that.
Yeah, there is. And you don't want the future generations to miss out on that, but it may be inevitable.
Yeah,
but,
yeah, that's true.
Well, you have a fan question.
Okay.
It says, am I just hearing things, or is the tune of Pop Goes the Weasel incorporated in Cowardly Cobra?
That's true. It is the theme of Pop Goes the Weasel. I don't know how I came up with that idea, but I think I was listening to a lot of Fiery Furnaces, and they just have all these bizarre ideas, and that was kind of the inspiration for the wacky program drums, too.
Uh-huh.
And and kind of the whole, like, having a lot of different movements in the same song. And so I don't know what it was, but I had like the chords for it, and it all just kind of fell into place. And at the end, I was just like, just the melody came to me, and I was like, that would be a really crazy idea. I didn't know if it would work or not, but then I was kind of messing around with the recording, and I was like, wow, this could be potentially really cool.
Yeah, maybe something that you pursue further in other songs, huh?
Yeah.
Okay, well, Ryan, thank you so much for...
Yeah, thank you so much for finding me on everything.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and you guys are great, and I can't wait to see you live.
Oh, thank you. Uh-huh. Well, yeah, we'll be back in the summer, and we'll be doing some shows as soon as we get back.
All right. Well, you have a nice evening in the East Coast.
All right, you too.
And we'll catch you later.
All right, thanks so much again.
Okay, bye-bye.
Have a good day.